The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kate O'Connell with me now, though, independent candidate in the Dublin Bay South constituency for the upcoming general election, whenever that general election might happen to be. Kate, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Why, before we talk about Fine Gael and the independent run and all of that, why do you want to be a TD again?
Well, I had the great privilege of being a TD in the past, and I believe I was a hard worker. I learned how to legislate, and I did it, and I was a questioning voice, and I asked the hard questions, and I delivered, I believe, for the people of my constituency. And I think I affected change during my period in Dáil Éireann, and I was obviously very disappointed when I lost in 2020. But I suppose I didn't dwell on that. I was blessed personally with the pandemic, in the sense that I had a reason to get up off the floor a few weeks after losing and get in and work. And I live by the mantra that what happens is best. And I was at home with my children, who were very young at the time. And I was there for my husband to support him and our staff on the front line. And I suppose, like everything, COVID probably changed me to some extent.
In what way?
Well, we were the front line in community pharmacy. You know, we didn't have the opportunities to stop and restart when we knew what to do. We had to continue. I mean, we like to forget it, but there was a time when we'd come in separate doors of our house and shower and wash clothes that were segregated because of a pandemic, and wearing PPE and sourcing it and all of that. No alcohol gel, all of those days. But also managing our staff, their concerns. We had a number of immunocompromised people working in the sector. So it was a complete change. But also I got time to spend with my family, who are that bit bigger now. And I would love to have the opportunity to be on a ballot paper again. And I'd love to give the people of Dublin Bay South the opportunity to vote for me to represent them. For me, it's about trust. I want the people of Dublin Bay South to put their trust in me to represent them and vote for me in the next general election.
And why not as a member of Fine Gael?
Well, I mean, I have been a member of Fine Gael for decades now, and I believe I represented the party well. But after the by-election, the Owen Murphy resignation, I decided, regardless, I was putting my name forward in the general election. Unlike by-elections, general elections are largely predictable.
Yeah.
So preparation started back in perhaps, 2021, 2022. And I'm fairly well ready to go. And you couldn't predict the leadership change in Fine Gael. And I'm very much an admirer and supporter of Simon Harris. And I have very good relationships across all political parties, but indeed within Fine Gael. And I'm very proud of Simon Harris and the work he's achieved, in particular the local and European election results and how he stemmed the decline of Fine Gael. But that said, I mean, a party is more than its leader. And I believe that I'm best placed to represent my constituents. I'm living in the area. I'm talking to the people every day. If you're open 365 days a year and you're a community pharmacist, you get to know what people are thinking and what they're saying and what they're not saying, which is often more important. And I think I'm best placed to run as independent to represent those people.
So I was reading your piece at the weekend in the paper, and the implication was that you turned down an offer to run for Fine Gael. Is that what happened?
Well, look, I can only speak to my timeline. When the leadership changed, I went to the Ardèche. I was delighted. I had a great weekend down with former colleagues. And it was very enjoyable. And then when the Europeans and locals came, I wholeheartedly supported Regina Doherty. I believe her to be a very capable politician. And also I helped local election candidates, in particular Danny Byrne and Patrick Kinsella, got them elected to the council.
Yeah.
But you have to look at the makeup of the membership, if you have the support on the ground. But also you have to look towards, the policies. For me, healthcare is very important. Public health is a particular interest of mine. Primary care delivery of healthcare is very important to me. But also, I look towards the recent scandals of the wastage of public money, in particular the Children's Hospital. I just can't believe it's not built. I sat in a health committee where we said we'd get this done. The bike shed, we're all looking out at our patios going, how much did that bit cost? How could that have cost? you know, it's so relatable to people.
But did Fine Gael ask you to run for the party?
I engaged with Fine Gael in protracted negotiations.
Yeah.
I spoke with and had very, very cordial discussions, respectful discussions with the hierarchy in the party, in particular John Carroll, who treated me very, very well and very decent.
Yeah.
And we got to the point of discussing togging out for the party and winning for the party.
Yeah.
And, you know, discussing, you know, figures and divisions of territory and all of that happened. But I can only go by my timeline. I always planned on running.
Yeah.
And it was a matter of how that came
about.
But
after that conversation where you talked about, you know, divisions of the constituency and who would be canvassing where and all of that sort of stuff, then what happened? Because Fine Gael are quite clear. They say, we informed Miss O'Connell earlier last week we would not consider her further for addition in Dublin Bay South.
Well, look, Fine Gael can say what they want. I can only stand by what I have done.
Yeah.
I have had a campaign planned.
No, I appreciate that. But what happened after that conversation you described, where there was kind of high level conversations around running for the party and to the point that you were kind of dividing up the constituency in terms of campaigning? What conversation had you after that with Fine Gael?
Well, to be clear, I found out that I was not being added to the ticket on Saturday night, but that was after Saturday evening. But that was after I had already done an interview with Fiona Sheehan sometime before that, and had discussed with my kitchen cabinet
who broke
the previous
up with
weekend.
Who? That's the question I'm asking.
I'm very happy that it was not a bad breakup. It was more of a conscious uncoupling.
Okay.
And that it's very civilised. I hold no animosity towards anybody. I feel that I'm best placed to run as an independent. Like, I decided, in truth, a number of weeks ago, that this was the best option for me. I could see the writing on the wall. I know the lie of the land. I live in the constituency. I'm listening
but
to
people.
But
could you see the writing on the wall in terms of your conversations with Fine Gael, that they had two other people in mind? They obviously had James Gagan in mind, but that they had Emma Blane in mind as well.
But for me, it's not about what Fine Gael were doing. For me, it's about putting my name in a ballot paper,
no, I
and getting
that,
elected.
But when you say, I saw the writing on the wall, is that what you meant? That you saw that Fine Gael had other plans and you weren't in them?
No, I could see that, I suppose. The pathway for James Gagan was set out before the leadership change within Fine Gael. He was on the ticket. And then it really was how that campaign turned out in terms of polling and who would be added to the ticket and what that would actually mean in terms of delivery. For me, looking at the ticket as it was and in terms of what's going on in the ground, I believe that I would not, I suppose, be in a position to get a fair run on a level playing field.
Okay.
If
you'd be
the
sweeper candidate, as you described it in that piece with Fiona.
And I'm at this a long time. I mean, I'm looking at polling and tallies and seats and distribution my whole life. I went round in the back of a car in a carry cot of my mother when I was a baby. That's how long I'm involved in Fine Gael.
Would you be sorry to be running and not running for Fine Gael?
Sure. As you know, let you move on. I mean, just because I'm not part of the Fine Gael party anymore and I've resigned my membership, it doesn't change all that's happened in the past, the positives.
Mm.
And I have the height of respect for so many former colleagues and members up and down the country that have given me support over the years and indeed within the constituency. So for me, I don't hold any grudges and I'm not one bit concerned about any sort of animosity. I move on, put my name on a ballot paper, run independent.
Yeah.
And sure, look, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Will you support Fine Gael in government as an independent?
Look, let's get name on the ballot paper.
Don't give me that. Come on.
No, I don't see that being the pathway forward. I've been there, done that. And, you know, if I take the seat, I'll represent the people that elected me to take the seat.
Yes, but would you do so in a way that would prop up a Fine Gael government?
Look, I've always been known
for a seat at a cabinet table.
Look, it's not about that. That is just...
What do you mean it's not about that? Of course it's about that. It's about being a backbencher or sitting on the opposition benches. Of course it's about a bit of power.
Being in opposition or being on the backbenches or being in government is all valuable. It's all being a messenger of the people.
But some pigs are more equal than others.
And
sitting around the cabinet table matters.
Of course it matters. But you know, when it comes to things like the Eighth Amendment... Massive achievements cross-party. You can work party and have completely different views on certain items. You know, I worked with...
Okay, I accept that. But let me put it to you this way. Let's say Simon Harris comes to you and he says, we're almost over the line. But the maths would dictate we need one more person to support us. Here is a ministry of your choosing. Will you join the government as an independent?
Politics is the art of the possible.
Yes,
it's about diplomacy.
Is there a part, would you do the same if Mary Lou MacDonald picked up the phone?
I don't believe it would ever be on the agenda that I would support.
If Mary Lou MacDonald needed one...
No, you wouldn't.
All right.
No, absolutely not.
When is the general election going to be?
Well, I suppose I wouldn't like people to lose money in the bookies, but I'd say we're looking at the 15th or the 22nd of November, possibly.
Well, I hear half the Fine Gael voter base is going to be at a rugby match in the Aviva on the 15th. So,
well, you know, clashing with an international is not the best idea, in my view. Especially in the Dublin constituencies, where I imagine Fine Gael are hoping to make gains. So I suppose I was putting money on it today, the 22nd. But regardless, I'm ready to go. And I've been ready to go for a long time.
Kate O'Connell, independent candidate in the upcoming general election, whenever that happens to be, in the Dublin Bay South constituency. Kate, the best of luck whenever it comes around.
Thank you very much.
And thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.